don't know if we'll go ham as fuck like we did before, but...
We can get there.
You will. Loyal subordinate.
Okay.
I told you he was coming back. Right. Honestly, I could have killed your Niv. I wish I still could.
Oh.
Alright then.
Let's go ahead and move to combat.
Yeah.
And your bullet's just gonna take three and I'm gonna pass.
Yeah. No, back to what I was saying. The working every day is like a cult of slavery.
Really though.
Currency kind of sucks for our mental health, the way we're living, we're supposed to be living.
Yeah.
If you look at the natural order, animals trade things, sure. And I guess we've seen instances of some, monkey species or, like, ape species, like, chimpanzees and stuff using currency. But currency's not efficient. It's a slippery slope. Everything's a very slippery slope. And, money, in general, working for... Do you think your time, as a resource, is worth $8, $9 for an hour of your life?
I don't know.
Look at the span of our lives. You're gonna take an hour away? An hour seems like a short amount of time, but... You gotta take 40 hours a week, 8 hours a day, for 5 days, and you get maybe 2 days off. That's the typical, like, cookie-cutter work schedule, right? How are you supposed to tell me that my life is worth $30,000 a year,
right?
Not like a year total. If you work a lot, if you overwork yourself, you'll destroy yourself mentally. You'll destroy yourself socially. Anything. I'm gonna play a wandering or just a fumarole. It's a manland. It enters battlefield attack. Taps for blue red, and then it turns into a 1/4. That I can make a 4/1.
Yeah, man.
Get this out.
You might be now.
Check. How are you supposed to tell me at 40 hours a week for 52 weeks a year that is worth $30,000 roughly on a good year? Working a whole year through at a decent, like, $30,000 is like lower class. I don't know how the classes system works. If you want to talk technically, but $30,000 a year is a lot better than what probably me and Curtis are making right now.
Yeah.
$15,000-$16,000 a year. So you're looking at maybe $13-$14 an hour to make $30,000 a year.
Pretty much.
We're making almost $10,000.
Mm-hmm. I'm making $10.50.
I'm making $9.25.
Yeah, no, it's bullshit.
Damn.
They don't pay us enough.
For 3 weeks straight, I was going in every sick day that they called me in.
My brother started working at a gas station.
Not sick day, every day off. And then I'm going to play, keep going. I'm going to play Baby Juice.
Are we going to party?
I don't know if we're partying.
We should party.
That's a 4/4 for the lieutenant.
Yeah.
Or the... Subordinate.
He's a 4/4. And my prize
out.
Oh yeah. No, but I didn't bring it back.
I tap 3.
The amass is still just a 1/1.
Ow!
You alright? Dude, my fucking thumb is infected with something and I just straight fucking walloped.
Ooh. Is it?
No,
your glass is alright.
Your glass is fine, dude. I could have told you that before we even looked. Your glass is, I might have an O-ring for you.
He's checking. These mouthpieces do have a tendency to, like, to fall apart.
Some of them do, yeah.
There was a big problem where a girl got
glass in her lungs.
Yeah, no, it's just
swallowed glass.
My first tank, Curtis already knows the story, but my first tank I got from my original base. Yeah. You know what it is, right? Remember? The smock eye print.
Why are you asking him?
Smock?
Because he's calling.
I know what it is. Oh, yes, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I played Baby Jace. I'm gonna
pay for that. It was actually decent.
I wish I didn't play Baby Jace.
Oh, yeah?
But I didn't see what was in my hand. But subordinate goes to your hand. It's a token, so it just...
Ooh. Can I just play it again?
No, it fizzles. Remember.
Oh, yeah.
He exiles the card and then makes a token. So you don't actually get the creature.
That's suppressor.
He goes away. You lose a life for that.
That's fine.
Okay. You're at 40.
How do you feel, Curtis? You just got your life taken.
Oh, no, man. I fell.
We're gonna be...
Are we gonna party?
No, we're not. Oh, wait. Are you talking to me?
No. Talking to Jace. I found it really interesting that as players, we are planeswalkers.
Yes. Well, that's kind of been, like, changed officially.
Has it?
Very recently as of.
Are we partying?
We are.
Draw a card.
We all draw a card.
Continue, sir.
That was changed very recently as far as I know.
Okay.
Like I said, it's been a long time since I used to play.
Oh.
And that's when I was really into it. I'm gonna permanently tap spell God. pass. No, currencies, guys.
He passed.
Yeah, pass.
Oh, fuck, you knocked the ball.
Careful. That BB irreplaceable.
Can I have my grinder?
Yes, you can.
I don't know if I have any more weed in there, but...
I don't know why you're asking me if you're a fucking
it's on
grinder.
Your fucking side. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, bro.
The 5 o'clock news, bro.
I do want to go to bed here soon, only because I do have to work tonight.
Gotta go hard. This is only the first game, and we need to play other games.
Yeah.
You're about to win.
I can't win this turn. Or my turn. What'd you play?
Oh, Dreamcast, yeah. So... Solving currency is also hard, though. We don't know what would replace it.
Look at the top three cards in your deck. You get it from this guy. So look at the top three you scry.
So how do you guys feel about Civilization?
Where is it reveal? Look. Okay. Civilization?
Yeah.
How
we're handling Civilization currently.
I don't like it. Humans fight over stupid shit.
That's a nature. Like,
I mean,
I feel like you morally need to evolve.
Well, yeah.
Like, you need to take time to.
In general.
Like, to mentally prepare yourself for life and, like, actually think through life. Because the more you think through life, the more you try to work on yourself and like thought is power.
Yeah.
And so like if you take like breaks to just sit there and think through things and feel through things, it's really important for your mental health. A lot of people like to bottle all that stuff up. It doesn't help them. Bottling helps you up momentarily. It's like an instant gratification sort of thing.
Right.
But eventually, it's all you're gonna have a bookshelf full of bottles.
Move the bowl over here.
And you aren't gonna be able to let it all out.
Yeah.
Effectively.
So you don't have to worry about me getting knocked off.
I'm gonna put this bitch on the bottom. I don't want him.
I'm looking out for you, man.
Thank you so much. No problem, man. What's funny is that we're all over carpet.
Luckily.
Hey, unless one of you guys knocks it over there.
I'm just preventing.
Yeah.
Because, it, like you said, it is thin glass. Don't want to push the lock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
draw that crack right there.
Exactly. That's what I'm most likely.
I'm gonna draw hard. You're both gonna put two from the top into your.
Oh, I don't want it to end up like Curtis is fucking chilling.
Yeah.
That was bullshit.
That was uber depresso, dude.
What the fuck happened to his chilling?
It snapped.
Just in half?
Yeah. It just straight
just
up
makes
snap.
Two tiny one hitters with duct tape.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
The red one.
Dude, yeah, just...
You have two red
just
ones.
Just wrap it in duct tape. Repair it that way.
You have, you had the one that was a two. That
bro,
was a two.
Katie sent me a picture. She scotch taped her chilling back together.
And I saw like, someone I who Elmer's glued that. His pipe together. Straight up Elmer's glued, bro.
Bro,
I'm pretty sure me and Katie are becoming friends again.
Are you talking?
Yeah. Literally, as soon as you said that you couldn't come get me, I was like,
murder.
I'll find people to talk to now. Because I thought you were going to sleep.
No. You don't resolve?
I do have a response.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Curtis. Just because you're out of gold, you can still talk to me with your Xbox app.
Counter it.
Okay.
Oh, that's the bottom of your good. Or the bottom of your
library.
Fucking hell, shiver down my fucking spine.
What do you guys think about making society better? I guess not society, civilization. Society is a bad word for it. Civilization,
yes.
As in the building, like the way humans interact, how we come together as a species. How would you help the people around you? What do you guys got input on that?
Person, go ahead.
I have no opinion on
that. That's an open question.
I honestly can care less about this.
Okay. I think
daily call.
You're not gonna
civilization.
Like me. Vindictive lips.
Okay.
Or whatever.
And then I'm gonna
have
one
see,
more.
I think
it's all fucked up.
Omen of the Dead. I'm gonna bring Death Band back around.
I think we should be caring about
think it's mostly because of money. It's mostly because of fucking money.
I don't know if it's mostly because of money. You can't just give all of the weight to one factor. It's all of these factors all coming together, and you gotta analyze civilization and really look at it. Corruption in politics. Not trying to get political. Corruption in law enforcement. Nationalism, I feel like, is a bad thing, saying my dirt's better than your dirt. We all live on one Earth.
Pass.
We all live on one planet.
Right.
Why is one region of the planet better than the other because you live there? I drew a card. Damage to your amass token. tap, scared, die.
This is fucking great, dude.
Then I'm gonna. He's useless. Oh, end of your turn, I should have drawn an extra card, but I didn't. My bad.
So, this is what it feels like to be you.
We each draw a card?
We party!
We party hard.
Party hard, draw a card, bitch.
Oh, we party!
How many?
One.
That's
Jace, boy.
That's a 4-4, right?
Yes.
Alright. Ping one to Ash, yeah.
That's fine. Anything else?
No.
Like to
that's the end of my turn.
Okay. Christian! Hit it with it. Christian, can I look at your graveyard while you're doing things? Just a question.
The way news is biased. Just people being dishonest to each other.
Right.
That's another factor that makes civilization hard. Manipulation. If we all care about civilization and work to improve it, don't think about it as destructing civilization. Think about it as improving it. Because if you think about it as destructing it, that puts a destructive connotation with it.
Right.
It gives the impression that you're trying to destroy something.
Yeah.
When you say, let's take a step back, improve society, you're trying to make things better.
Right.
Just everyone who's affected by stuff.
Leave her on top.
Remember, everyone's a safety net. The people around you, when they're weak, you gotta try and hold them up if you can. And I'd even go to say as far, if they're close enough to you in the safety net, you need to almost do everything you can to hold them up.
Christian's dead.
Think about the world like a web. Hey. Christian's dead? How?
1, 2, 3.
You're attacking him.
No, my FP.
He was at 4.
He was at 3. No, he was at 1.
He was at 1?
Did you take any damage?
Mm-hmm.
So
I thought you were at 4.
Oh, well, we can go back to 1. Wasn't really that.
No, maybe he is dead.
I don't know.
Last upkeep, how many zombies did you have?
You
definitely
5. Have
more. Okay, so yeah, he would be dead.
Okay, yeah, you're dead.
He'd be the one.
Don't go away. Alright.
No, actually, responses to your upkeep. Return all creatures to their owner's hand. So he doesn't
He's
take
not
damage.
Tapped! Oh, you live. For this turn.
Thank
and
you,
I'm
Reed.
Still not even done with my fucking upkeep.
Your creatures go to your hand.
All of them. And the token just dies.
No, the token goes to his hand.
Does
because
it?
It's not a token. It's a face-down permanent that's a 2-2. Well, let me... Just the creatures. Let me read your immortal... Or your primordial mist stays. It's an enchantment. Yeah, so it's just a face-down permanent. I believe it goes to your hand.
Okay.
It doesn't say it's a token.
Alright. Still my turn, though?
Yeah.
Hey, Curtis?
What?
Why is your champion in your hand?
Oh, he has to. They all go to my hand.
Oh.
I thought evacuation's fucking good.
Dude, I always put my commander right back to where it was.
That costs 2 more, so if he goes into your hand, it's better to keep him in your hand so you can play him for his original mana cost.
Right.
Oh?
Because the extra only goes from the command zone.
Thanks for leaving that out, asshole.
Hey man, that's fine.
You know, I would have summoned her several times during the match. Several more times because of him.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't tell me that.
So you're just like, man, this must cost a billion and it's sitting in my hand. Or just sitting in your command zone.
No,
I did tell you that when it was in your hand that it costed his original amount.
You did not.
I did. I remember.
Whenever it changes zones, you can send it to the command zone, though. So, like, if you have it in the graveyard, it gets exiled, put it in the command zone.
I think it's funny. I've had the mana to do this for a while. He's still there.
Yeah.
He's just chilling.
See, my deck wants to play Niv as fast as possible, so I'm dealing damage on a draw card.
Oh shit, Pikachu.
Yeah.
You lost, Curtis.
Not quite. Okay, I'm actually pretty sure I can do something.
Fucking hell, I hate the Shiver Dog Spine.
Alright, I'm gonna minus 5 here. Give me your elite instructor.
What?
What's it do?
I take a creature from a graveyard onto the battlefield out of my control. Because I can talk. So, I just need the elite instructor. So whenever she enters the battlefield... So that's why you had
to leave it on the top.
Yes. Yeah.
I can draw a card, then I get to discard a card.
Fucking cunt.
I tried, dude.
I'll discard that.
I couldn't do anything about the Ashiok. I hit it.
You did.
I hit the Ashiok as much as I could.
Okay.
You know, I hit it.
After that, tap. I'm gonna praise the prize bowl. My prized pie winner. The boy.
Yeah, when I went to go counter that Ashiok, that's the only counter I had. Let's send it to the top. Or, what did I send to the top?
Oh. I cannot remember.
It was the Ashiok I had. End of your turn. I do nothing. Oh, I do. I tab managed to drop it. I killed you a mouse token.
Yeah, he's back.
Why?
Because we wiped the board.
Your tokens don't go back to your hand.
No, I didn't, but he amasses one when he enters.
He was a 4-4. He was a 4-4 token.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We should just flip them when they become tokens.
So he died, and so did he. They both did.
Yeah, so you want me to take your turn there?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Now you paid mana for nothing?
Kind of fucked me.
A little
hard. Kind of hot.
With a bullet in the head. Oh my god. Heroes
okay.
With a bullet in the head. Oh my heroes are dead.
I can't wait till my hair fucking finally grows all the way out.
Yeah, dude. It's looking fucking crazy right now.
I know.
It's all wavy and shit. Looking, it's growing fast though.
That's what my hair does.
Fuck yeah. No, yeah. Hair grows really fast until it gets long and then it's like,
we're done just growing.
Yeah, that's why when I get fucking into the point where I can't have it like that for a while, I'll literally shave it all over again.
Get a buzz cut?
Yep.
I'm gonna play Vindictive Blade.
My hair should be longer.
Fuck yeah. You can also trim it at the ends. Which I guess that don't really... Yeah, it just helps it so it looks like it's growing longer. You pass?
Yeah. We've been playing
for
a very long time.
Yeah.
It's 5 in the morning.
Fuck yeah.
Like I said, we've been trying to go to game 2 so I can play a different deck.
I have to close tonight.
Yeah, I'll draw a card.
The party.
Society needs to be better, my dudes.
Indeed. Society's pretty shit.
I mean, civilization. It needs to be improved. I wouldn't say it's shit. The people before us have tried what they thought would be best. But we need to take another look back and a step. Civilization should be evolving with us.
Yeah.
And we're not working so hard to do that. We all drew a card. I did damage to Curtis.
Yes, fuck you.
Go
ahead and tap my Scarab God.
I am. It won't untap, don't worry.
I probably should have just played a tap at this point. I'm just gonna start playing it tap.
I'm gonna draw 5 cards for Stroke of Genius. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Two to that. And then I'm gonna go to this card. And then I'm gonna play a Signet. Ooh. And then go to this card. I am pass.
You're hurt.
No, no.
Anticipate. Up to three cards, and then you have to discard. Is it discard too?
If we work as, if we all work together to improve society, it's fire.
Oh, that means Death Baron was banned too. No, wait, he wasn't exiled. I just brought it back to my hand. He stays.
Big brain. Okay. Case. Big brain is fucked.
Yeah, a little bit. I think I do have this down next time, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Think so?
Yeah. If I can find a way to fucking sack my life, you're dead. Well, I have one chance. I have one go at this.
That was close.
I got one chance to actually do a thing, and I just need a card. But I don't know if I'm gonna get it, so it's like a 1 in, I don't know, 87 chance.
Yeah, something like that. You might be more than 87 cards to your deck, I mean...
You're not... Alright, okay. But then again, I've been making you guys go through it with Ash after discarding too.
Yeah, it's true. We're probably a little farther ahead.
For my 1 in 87 chance.
And I pass.
Alright, this is kind of up to fucking chance. Christian, you're dead.
Damn.
There's no stopping. Unless you're gonna fucking bring everything back to the fucking hands again. Does it
do you have a response?
Response to your upkeep.
Oh my god.
I don't got anything right now. I can't.
So does it resolve?
I can save Christian.
Yes.
At the cost of us both losing the game.
Yeah, yeah. You were gonna kill Vindictive with, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yep. That was kind of my thought. That's what I meant by saying if I can sack him.
So it's just Christian. Like, there's literally no saving us. The smartest play is to just save myself.
No, I get to scry one.
Cause you can either. So if that dies, he can just kill me, and then literally just swing at you.
Well, I mean, there'd be no need. Yeah, that'd be it.
There's my cards.
Oh, did you make a 2-2 your last thing?
No, I did not.
Oh, I have no more.
Do you have any creatures? No, you don't. You never have creatures in your graveyard.
Hey, you have one in your graveyard? Here's the worst part about it.
No.
I fucking summoned this.
Oh, I do. Phantasmal Image.
How much is he like? It's a clone.
Let's take it up to another level. Let's take it up to another level.
Okay. So, alright, here's what I'm gonna do.
Shuffling.
2, 3. I'm gonna play Death Baron. Does it resolve? Well, I'm done yet.
You don't have a death ring. Huh? You don't
have a death ring. Okay. Alright, after that, Scarab God, your boy, coming in hard. I'm gonna take Phantasmal Image. I'm just gonna make a copy of Vindictive Loop.
Okay.
Then. Oh, Scarab God, so tap. Unholy Indenture Death Baron.
What'd it do?
When the creature dies, return the card to the battlefield under my control with plus one counter on it. Does it resolve?
Return it?
Return it to the battlefield. Creature?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright. I'm gonna draw a card you're gonna discard too.
Discard too?
Okay. Yeah. No, from here. Oh, sorry, you take the top two.
Oh. No, okay.
Well, I saw that one. I'm just gonna put that back.
Nice line, the fucking nice graveyard line.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, I like to see what's in my graveyard.
There's no way for me to fucking kill Vindictive Units.
Huh?
And that would win me the game. Alright.
Earthquake.
So that's a 4/4 Vindictive Lich, basically.
Hey, Reed. Yeah. If I have to Earthquake, I will.
Alright. I'll pass.
End of your turn. Draw a card.
What are you doing, Grandmaster?
You.
Okay.
You didn't cast anything besides Death Ring and your thing.
30 minutes.
Okay.
Wait, did you already pass?
No, this is my turn now.
Okay.
So I don't give you another damage.
But I already took one.
Yeah, it's when I draw on my turn.
Oh, okay. I'm okay. So what?
Who'd you work with today?
Katie, Angie, the new guy Anthony.
Anthony. Anthony.
Your party?
I know, I'm drawing a card.
You fucking party people.
I can't give you card advantage at this stage in the game, you know that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Here's the funny thing, I was gonna start fucking doing that to see like what I'd have.
There's nothing that you can kill.
Tap your 4/4 death bearing.
A 4/4?
Your 4/4 death. It's not your death bearing. Your Vindictive Lich.
Okay. This one?
Oh. And then
that's okay.
Dominate.
Okay.
I get scared, Dad.
Get scared, Dad. Oh, fuck. Alright, how long?
Control. I just gain control of it.
Okay. So, the end of the turn or forever?
Forever.
Ooh, damn.
Good fuck. Okay. I think I still got this.
Are you fucked, man?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are. That's the fucking Bill Cosby, clothes wearing motherfucker.
That's my turn. That costed a lot of mana.
A little bit. He stays tapped. Okay. I'm gonna play Soul Diviner.
Okay.
You're summoning sickness.
Oh my dude.
You know what would be a trippy fucking magic game?
Hmm.
Two decks. Three people.
That'd be cool as fuck. It's called Two-Headed Giant, dude. That's what they call, or Two-Headed Giant and Two-Headed Dragon are like two people playing together. You just be one.
No.
Did you already discard?
Yeah. No.
No, you didn't. Okay, so.
One person controls two decks.
Yeah. Do they tap for mana together or not? Two-Headed Dragon, they don't. Two-Headed Giant, they do.
You need to take two off the top.
No, like. The reason why I'm going to draw a card
instead.
Okay. Someone's at the other game starting that one up. Someone's gonna be at the other one starting that one up.
Yeah.
And it switches back and keeps going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
You're playing two separate games.
Oh. I'm gonna play Commander Spear on my sack and draw a card.
Yeah.
Now, here is...
Do they interact with each other? Yes, I feel like taking turns at the same time would be kind of hard.
I can only imagine it being so.
It's like,
And not like too hard, but you know.
Diagraph Colossus.
You should say what you're placing down so they know what to do. So they don't have to like be like, alright, what the fuck do you place and shit?
I'm gonna sacrifice.
Of course you keep your hand in your hand.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sacrifice.
So you gotta have two hands. So you might wanna put the other one in your back pocket, because you're gonna be walking around a lot.
You just set it here. Okay, switch. Okay.
Yeah.
Read.
Yeah.
If only they can make a game mode like that, that'd be fucking amazing.
Vindictive Lich. And... yeah, you have Vindictive Lich coming at you.
He's a 4-4.
Just tell her what you mean.
Yeah, just the Vindictive Lich.
So, response? Alright, to you declaring attackers. 3. Finny and I?
Okay.
Remember?
What's up, dude?
It's curiosity with Flash.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? So you just won the game.
Cycle that, discard it, and draw a card?
Ooh, shit.
I don't know, so. You know how I live.
Yeah, so you just win.
I draw until I kill you. You were gonna kill me. It was not,
yeah.
Dude, if I blocked it at all, it's, you go, hey, you lose 5 life, and we're
well,
done.
Well, he was a 4-4, but yeah, no, Scarab God's the only
well,
one.
Well, no,
because
when a Vindictive Lich dies, it says,
I know what it does, yeah. But like.
So you just make me lose 5 life. I couldn't block it and not kill it.
Oh, that works.
I mean, even, yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
The only way you could have blocked it was to kill it.
Yeah. So, let me play Ailey, my baby.
Let's hurry this up, it's the latest.
New game?
Fuck.
Yeah.
So early in the morning. I'm decently tired.
Bro, we can just keep going, though.
Yeah,
energy drink run.
You know, we can do this tomorrow.
We've
right?
only had a podcast for 30 minutes. I don't know if I'm busy tomorrow.
I have to work.
It's hit and miss. I'm going to F&M, hopefully.
Well, here's the thing, is I want to go to F&M, but I don't know now that if I'll wake up in time to go to F&M.
F&M starts at 6.
No, what time do they open, though?
Oh, like 12.
Okay.
They open at 12.
Would you possibly want to go at 12?
We could try and go at 12. I don't
I
know.
I want to get caught.
I don't know if I'll be up at 12. You could go around like 1 or 2.
Well, I have to work at 5.
Yeah.
So that's
12, there's
five.
Not much difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I just want to go up to F&M and start getting cards.
So.
For my deck.
What you guys think? How's shit been? Any new stuff happening?
What do you mean by that?
Just in life, in general? Like, any new stuff happening significantly in your life?
My neighbors are moving. So, I'm going to have a little more internet connection to be able to play better.
There you go. Not blocking
vicious.
Up your thing.
They are.
He's got weed on. He has a gun.
Oh, you're talking about the British?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, not them?
No.
Oh. They're pieces of shit too, though.
Actually, they're not really pieces of shit.
Bro, I feel like sometimes people aren't pieces of shit. You just get bad impressions from them.
Yeah.
They'll fuck up. Because first impressions do mean a lot to people.
To society in general.
No, not society.
I never walked
we can't use society. They'll meme on us. They'll be like, we live in a society.
This fucking...
I mean, technically,
it happened because of this kid.
We do, but...
This kid...
The civilization
and
is better term.
I'm not going to say his real name, so... We're going to call him as the name that I call him.
You
Karate
throw it
kid.
Up with... Yeah, Karate Kid? Your boy?
Curtis
wax
Uncle
on, wax
John.
On.
You gave him a name.
You throw him up.
gave him a fucking name.
Karate Kid.
I've seen him doing his fucking Tai Chi outside. It's weird.
Here's the funny thing. He goes outside with a sword, too.
He goes outside with a sword and he swings it.
Okay.
Karate Kid.
This kid is sounding a little badass. Just like he's taking
first
himself
bad
karate hard as fuck.
He, Arilla said, hey, what's up? He's like, fuck off, clunk. And in a terrible fucking British accent. The reason why we call them the British is because they act British.
They act British?
They think they're British.
Do you think they're British?
They're not British. They're the mother of the entire, like, the grandmother of the kids is friends with my grandma. And she said they've never been in London.
Never been to London.
Yes.
Homeboy, never just
been,
straight out.
Okay, maybe not London, but never been to Britain?
Never been to
England?
Never been to the UK. Not even born in it.
Oh my god.
Man, I wish I was born in America.
Then, the next time, he got pissed off at my cousin and...
America's probably one of
my
the
neighbor's,
best countries to be born in.
My neighbor's daughter.
It's not like places are good to be
and
born
my,
in nowadays.
Told the guy to, you need to watch what you fucking say, because he said something to fucking apparently offend said person.
Ooh.
And my cousin Mike,
which I guess, like,
kind of a bad,
don't go about it aggressively, just be like, hey man,
he
did
go aggressively.
Aggression, Lord.
Yes, this motherfucker went to fucking jail for cutting my childhood friend's father an L in his chest.
Just like Zorro.
No. Just an L.
Yeah, but look, with the L. Take the L, motherfucker.
Take the L, bitch.
This motherfucker wanted to actually stab his sister's boyfriend.
This guy.
He literally was about to go behind him and fucking more or less military fucking to shit. He's not even from the military either.
People need to calm down on their violence.
That's yeah.
Violence, man.
There's so much needless violence
there
in
really
the world.
Is. You like that donut?
And here's,
fucking whore!
And here's the worst part. He would. This is why most of my family hated him.
Do we throw it up with a tap? I'm gonna tap Christian this game.
Do anybody want to cut? No, yes.
I don't care.
I
just tapped Christian.
Oh, okay.
Or we can do to the right now if we want. It don't matter.
Christian says he tapped me.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's up?
Cut tap. It's Ailey.
Do you have your Minato on you?
I do have a
Can I take a look at him?
Monado?
Yeah.
What rice? Dice. Mm. What rice are we rolling?
We're rolling with some, some good old chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice? What dice are we using for turning? Do we just want to use the phone?
No.
Good, thank God.
The what?
The phone.
What's that?
The phone.
Let's go. A D8 and a D6.
A D8 and a D6?
Curtis won that one.
Effectively a D14.
Three.
Okay, can I get a reroll on that and hit the pipe? At least this one. The D8.
Go ahead.
Wow. Four.
Four. Hey, that's.
Can I get a reroll?
That's the top third.
Seven.
Beat a seven, Curtis, on a D14.
Seven.
Ooh.
Four. I don't know, man. Can you do it?
Two. Oh, damn it.
Curtis goes first again.
It's your boy.
Dude, he got it on his phone.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
It's your boy, Barry.
The magic coming in.
Literally, yeah, that's how it was for me. He's like,
my
you know,
Johnson's
use the
pretty
phone.
Magic, bro.
Back when he was.
Alright.
Just let me
turn.
Get this. All rolls?
This is
no.
Do I draw a card?
You would fucking roll with two of these.
Two of those? Two of the countdowns?
And I would be winning every time.
That's ridiculous.
I go like this. And then I won. even though he won that one.
It just knows.
And then
I'm glad that it knows.
Cut tap.
And then it happened.
Time we did it three times in a row, and it all landed me all times.
Yeah, it did.
All right, so
crazy as fuck. All right. do I draw a card for my first turn on multiplayer?
Yes, multiplayer, you draw.
What's multiplayer?
If there are more than two players, the Swap. First person draws a card.
Tap that, deadmock, and stuff.
Because normally if it's like a 1v1, you don't draw on your first turn.
Okay.
Swamp pass. Oh, I draw. Swamp pass. Christian?
Swamp. Wayfarer's bottle. Breathe one.
Okay.
What was the worst mistake you've ever made?
Not being attentive to my mother's child. And not being there for my friends. There's a little on the top. And then, I guess my three biggest mistakes, I struggle with picking one thing. I like to multitask in a lot of areas of my life.
Yes.
And the three biggest mistakes I ever, I take mistakes as learning opportunities.
Yeah.
They happen. It's the past. If you take time and you're just wallowing in your sadness about it, you're giving that more time, you're giving that more pain through your life. And yes, it's okay to feel through those emotions, and just wallowing, it doesn't help. It feels like it will, but it's never going to. In the long run, it doesn't pay off. And so I'd say the biggest three things that I've really tried to learn from is being attentive to my mother's child, or my child's mother. Not focusing as much on my music career and not being there for the people who are around me. Those were three big things I struggled with when I was just growing. You know, I'm still growing. Everyone's constantly growing.
Yeah.
No one stops unless they decide they're done. They make a mental decision, and even then, you're still growing, you're just trying to fight it. There's no reason to fight there.
Yeah, dude, I reached the age of 5, I think I'm just done.
Yeah.
I think I'm just not, okay? I'm just gonna stay 5. Hey. Never drink.
What about you? What's the mistake that you have made?
What's the mistake I've ever made?
Yes. And no, being friends with me does not count.
It's your turn, by the way. I didn't just shuffle him.
I get into talking. I like to know what I'm... I like to just...
Probably being as soft as I am. Like, because like I'm willing to do a lot of shit for people that I call friends. And sometimes that really fucking comes back to bite my ass.
You just need... Dude...
Like with the situation with David. Gave him like $300 because he was in the hospital. And then he turns around and shorts me $2,500. And then starts spreading shitty rumors about me. And he constantly misweighed all the weed because he wanted to give me less. And he overcharged me.
I say don't get rid of that big heart you have, though. You just need to be... You're so trusting of people... And they take advantage of you. It's not your fault. And if you take the time and you decide, yo, I don't want this big heart anymore. It keeps screwing me over. That's only gonna make you bitter in the end. This is who you truly are. You have the ability to care for those people naturally. Everyone around you have the just natural want to care for them and give everything you can to the people around you.
Yeah.
And you can't get rid of that. You just need to try and be maybe a little more thoughtful of who you give it to.
Yeah, a little bit.
I personally, I have so much experience with that. One of my best friends for my whole childhood, I met him, and he was the one who got me into hard music. He got me into, like, heavy music. I was into metal before, but I wasn't into, like, heavy, heavy shit, like metalcore, deathcore, all of these, like, heavier genres, the more extreme genres. And he got me into that. He showed me my passion for music. Like, I had been trying to do music ever since I was really young. I played the drums when I was, like, 3. You know, I tried playing guitar in a band when I was in elementary school, but you know, like a fake band. Like, I got every kid, I was like, who wants to join a band? And I had a guitar, and they maybe had like a guitar, and we were like 5 kids, and it was like, all right, you be this, you be that, and then nothing, you know, it's just you say you're in a band. And then I
had no friends at the time.
I knew I wanted to do music, and
I'm okay.
I decided that should be the thing, that's what I wanted to do with my life from a very young age. I kind of knew what I wanted to do. And then I knew I wanted to do something in music, Christine Tosman. Since I was young, or whatever, I'm not going to take that back. Christine Tosman, pass. I knew I wanted to do something with music in my life in middle school. I knew I wanted to play music for my whole entire life. Like, I knew that was my dream, what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I met my friend Caden, my friend Joel, and we went to Cascade, which is Caden's hometown. And I met Drew and Jay there. And Drew ended up showing me the hard music, and we were bonding, and then we started our first band that actually kind of tried to do stuff, and that's what got me into bass. It was the first band I ever played bass in, and then it didn't work out. Our friend Jay kind of left the group. He got into some hard drugs when we were really young, like 15, 16. He started getting into really hard stuff like meth. Then he knocked into another girl when he was 16, his girlfriend Riley. And then he moved out of state. And so we couldn't pull him off of it. And then we went, and it was just me, Joel, and Caden. And we didn't know how to progress with music at all. We didn't know what we were doing. We never had like real band practices. But we really tried. It was the first thing we tried to do. And then from there on out, we actually branched and like starting our own bands. Me and Joel were in bands together forever. And they would write like a song or two, and then we'd break up. We wouldn't be too efficient. And Drew and Caden went off, started their own bands. Caden kind of fell out of music. And then me and Drew started a band together. And then that's when I moved to Dubuque. And so I was really close with Drew. And there was a night I gave him my rent money. We tripped. As you know, people who are into psychedelics, used to be into psychedelics, do. We decided during that trip, we're getting off of drugs. Because it was such a crazy trip. Drew said he was going to remain sober. And I gave him my rent money, and he broke our lease that night for the apartment right as I moved in. So it was like 2 weeks after I moved in, Caden came back from Las Vegas. We were all supposed to move to Las Vegas. I didn't make it. Drew went out there, came back for his grandma's health. We were living together. And then he called me and said, because he sent me to Cedar Rapids during the trip, and he called me and said he broke our lease, and then he ended up taking the $300 for rent. And then I was broke, and I was homeless, And then I got with my ex. And lived with her.
Oh shit, I'm gonna have you for one.
That was a big learning experience as well. But no, I definitely feel where you're coming from, where you want to help someone so bad, and then they kind of take advantage of it.
Pretty much.
That's the reason why I'm his
so
friend.
In my life.
The other reason why I'm the reason why I'm still his friend. Because he tells it to me, and I can't take it. Can't change it. He helped me out. I'm gonna help him out.
Any question? Authority? A job card? Yeah, no. That's how everyone should be. We should be helping out the closest people around us and as many people as we can, trying to improve everyone's lives. I mean, the more you improve other people's lives, the more they feel like they should reach out and improve other people's lives. And then it's a chain reaction. Scarred Barons, I gain a life. I gained a life from playing Question Authority too. Yeah, that's it.
This
one? Helping everyone around us is extremely important. Think about all the times you've been really down and you needed someone there for you, but you didn't want to ask.
I've been in that for a shit ton.
Yeah. And so if everyone's giving the best they can, then
you need to hit you for two.
With what?
Stingray boy.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not 3-2. My bad.
I got a 2-3. That has protection from creatures. I'll do that. You know, when you need someone like that, if everyone's constantly helping each other, you'll feel closer with the people around you. And the more good you give, the more good you get.
So, be pastor.
It is a vice versa, but that's why you try to not give negativity. Why does the world need more negativity? It doesn't.
Five. Scare God.
The pH pass, bro. The fast.
You got a response to that?
Okay.
I'll never let that down.
But I will.
Are you just gonna kill it?
I may. I might.
You might.
Okay. You never know.
Fucking pulls out the disc.
Bro, the disc.
Hear everything.
I fucked him last night with this.
Disc kind of ate my ass, not gonna lie. It spread my cheeks apart real good, just held me down.
Rage swinging at you for sure. You can't block it.
A menace?
Yep.
Okay.
Fat pass.
Untap. Ooh. Upkeep a draw. Okay. My boy Curtis. It's time. Tragic Arrogance. For each player, I choose from among them a creature, a artifact, an enchantment, a planeswalker. Mm-hmm. Basically, every non-land permanent. I choose one, we keep those, that player sacrifices the rest.
Okay. What you sacking?
Yo, so I get to keep all my stuff because I only got one of each. You only have a creature. You're safe.
I got 3 creatures.
You can keep your boy.
Okay.
Ooh, damn.
And that's literally my turn. I gained a life for that, though.
Alright.
For Pristine Talisman, which has for mana, gains me a life for that.
Take your turn.
So yeah, I guess the message is just Be there for those around you as much as you can. In almost any way you can. And the way to beat civilization...